I'm Matthew McConaughey, and you are listening to the Texas Standard.
Long before he took the oath of office as President of the United States, a certain former school teacher from the Hill Country decided he wanted to do something grand on the scale of his hero, FDR. And so a young lawmaker from Texas with the initials LBJ pushed for something that would truly revolutionize life as millions of Texans knew it. It was called rural electrification. It wasn't that electricity was something completely new. It wasn't at all. Indeed, in the city, it was considered a necessity. Fast forward to today. There's something similar in the urban-rural divide when it comes to broadband, and State Representative Charles Doc Anderson wants to do something about it. He is a representative from District 56, which is Waco and the surrounding area. Representative Anderson, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Do you think that comparison is apt, rural electrification and rural broadband?
Very much so. What had happened back in the day with the rural electrification is industry, you know, because of the profit model, and that's outstanding. I don't have any problems at all with the profit model and taking care of stakeholders, but they would try and reach areas that were profitable, and that left a lot of areas that weren't reached sufficiently. And so the state had to kind of step in and help direct that. And that's very similar to where we are today. However, with the providers we have today, they're doing a good job in general, but they just don't reach those areas where there's not a large profit margin. And that's where the state can step in, not as a regulatory role, but to help coordinate efforts so that we can reach these areas of rural Texas and some areas of suburban Texas to have access to broadband. This day and age, it transcends social media. It's just a real quality of life issue. And so we have to be able to include rural Texas in that.
How did this issue come to your attention? Why is this something that you found yourself so interested in?
Well, we had several folks that had approached us on that, and in our area, Crawford, for instance, was one area where it was amazing that folks were saying they didn't have access. If you get out to West Texas, obviously you start to lose even cell phone transmission, and so with today's market and global economy, we have to include rural Texas and give them the opportunity, and we want to be able to provide telemedicine for folks in rural areas. I was in Midland, and they have some very interesting technologies to where they can have physicians actually be in, through internet, actually be in the ambulance and direct technicians as they're working with patients.
So it's not just a luxury is what you're saying. It can be a matter of life and death when you get right down to it.
Absolutely. Life and death, and it's a necessity.
So, Representative, what can government do, and what is it specifically you're proposing?
We actually have two bills. One is to work and coordinate with TxDOT so that as they have trenches available, that is actually trenches in the ground where they can lay cable or conduit, that TxDOT be able to coordinate that with providers so that they can put that fiber, if you would, in the ground for potential use, and therein save money for industry.
Make it more economically feasible.
The other bill that I have is to set up an office of broadband in the Public Utility Commission so that they can coordinate and bring all these agencies together, try and provide more efficiencies and see if we can reach those areas that are unserved at the moment.
So you think it's going to happen? Do you think that you're going to be able to get these bills through?
I'm encouraged. We are getting a little pushback from industry, but I can appreciate the concerns. You know, oftentimes when you hear the phrase, "I'm from the governor, I'm here to help you," they're a little gun shy. They get a little heartburn with that. But actually, it's not a regulatory. The bottom line is that we can improve quality of life for all Texans.
State Representative Charles Doc Anderson is a Republican from Waco, and he's pushing a pair of bills that would bring broadband to rural Texas. More parts of rural Texas, I suppose we should say. Representative Anderson, thanks so much for your time.
You bet. My pleasure. Thank you, David.